The Psychiatric Nurses Association has announced that it will ballot its members for industrial action over the health service executive's recruitment embargo. The union has accused the HSE of refusing to exempt mental health services from the hiring freeze that was imposed in November last year. The PNA said the ballot for industrial action, up to and including strike, reflects the frustration of members at a recent HSE memo announcing derogations to the recruitment embargo that did not include mental health services. I'm joined now by Peter Hughes, General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association. Peter Hughes, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Kev.
In your view, what has been the effect of the embargo on mental health services?
Well, to put it in the context, there's over 700 vacancies of mental health nursing in the HSE. That equates to between 20 and 30% in numerous services. And there is a huge reliance on overtime and agency. The real impact on this is that it's in relation to the risk factors in terms of clinical governance, with the a number of nurse management and nurse specialist posts not being filled. And that's depleting the service in the community, and it's an unsafe governance service within the acute unit.
The HSE say in response that there's been an increase in the number of psychiatric nurses employed in quarter one of this year, despite the recruitment pause. They say since December of 2022, the mental health nursing workforce has increased from 4,924 whole time to 5,092. They say they're also committed to offering this year's graduate psychiatric nurses a position with the HSE where such a staff nurse vacancy arises, as they've done in each of the last 4 years. How would you respond to that?
Well, the graduate nurses were not impacted by the embargo, and though that number of 168 would the account, you could account for that for with graduate nurses, but these are newly qualified nurses, and what we're seeing on the ground is that we have nurses with under 2 years experience having to take charge of units because the embargo is not allowing services to recruit nurse managers and specialist nurses, or any nurse that works out in the community. So the community services are depleted. There's a serious governance issue throughout the services. And that has been highlighted, and that's highlighted by senior nurse managers as well as ourselves.
What will strike action mean?
Well, I think we have to see what the ballot comes back. We're balloting for just over 2 weeks, finishing on the 21st of June. And at that stage, we'll have a national executive meeting, and then we'll plan our actions after that.
Do you expect to go on strike?
Well, we expect, if we're very much open to engagement, and we'd ask the HSE to engage. We've been writing about the impact of the embargo since November. I think I've written on four occasions. We had one meeting on the 13th of May, and we're willing to sit down and meet and try and resolve this matter. But if we need to take action, we will be taking action.
Peter Hughes, General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association, thank you.